across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
There's a new report that has been published by PwC, and it highlights how the film, TV and animation productions are supported by Section 481 tax credit. They've delivered almost half a billion to the economy. Wow, and that's just in 2019. So I'm going to speak now with Elaine Geraghty of Troy Studios and Ardmore Studios to tell us all about this. Hello, Elaine. How are you?
Good morning, and what a gorgeous song on a beautiful day.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yes, that would liven you up, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
Now, well, this is great news. When I read this article about the film industry, it's absolutely fantastic. We are doing so well, you know, when you see all the animations and how well we're doing. And but tell us a bit about this Section 481 tax credit that's helping.
Sure. I mean, I suppose when you think about, or if you want to know about how film or animation, as you say, which we're so famous for in this country, is funded and supported and how you can get things made. One of the things that's part of all of that is a very competitive tax credit, regardless of where you film or get things done. So Ireland is no different, thankfully, than anywhere else in the world where there is an industry, and let's call it, say, a screen industry. So we have ours here, and we're very grateful for it. It's supported by the government. It's called Section 481. And essentially what it means that if you come in to make film or TV drama or animation, there's a possibility of claiming a certain amount of relief against the cost of getting that done. So that cost relate to labour, employment, goods and services and so on. And it has a ceiling, and I mean, it's a whopper. It's 70 million to all of us, a huge amount of money. But it's possible to claim against if that's the ceiling on it. So that's the max that can be claimed against it. So it's really important that it happens. It's great that it does happen. And the report that we commissioned for ourselves at Troy and Ardmore, along with Screen Producers Ireland and Animation Ireland, was just to look at, what are we doing? What are we contributing to the economy? And we had a look at 2019, as you say, which is the last time we have like full information available. And it's a good story, and it's one of those good news stories about the contribution that we made to the economy, as you say yourself, just under 417 million. So, yeah. Fantastic news.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. And I suppose it brings the different, you know, even like the Star Wars, and there's a new movie now, Disenchanted, is being filmed here during the summer. And there's so many, you know, they come over here to film. I mean, we've such gorgeous landscape and surrounds. And then we've fabulous actors here in this country for such a small community, really, you know, based.
It's true. I mean, we might say we punch above our weight, but we've kind of done that for years in everything that we do when you think about it. And I think it's great to be confident about that as well. I mean, you'll be familiar. I'm looking forward to seeing the series coming up on RTÉ about the Roddy Doyle films that were made here. I think it's starting next week on telly on RTÉ. And, you know, we all remember that and what it did for the country. But it's, I suppose we've pretty much got it all. Yes, we've got gorgeous locations. And I'm sure Enniskerry is looking fabulous today for that Disney production you just spoke about. But we've got fantastic animation as well. You know, Kilkenny has become famous for it. So we've got locations. We've got brilliant creative talent. We've got crew that can travel anywhere in the world and hold their own. Thankfully, we've got great studio space like Ardmore here in Bray and Troy in Limerick, and more on the way, which is to be welcomed, by the way. Oh, right. So when you put everything together, yeah, we're a small country, but we really have a great reputation. And then if you look a little bit just up the road in Belfast, or if you think about places like New Zealand, they become famous for exactly why, you know, the productions that have based themselves there, whether it's Game of Thrones or Harry Potter or, you know, Lord of the Rings. And we too have done that, as you say yourself, with Star Wars. But it goes beyond that. We can kind of present ourselves as any country we wish because we've got that studio space and we've got the locations.
Yes, but we've also got great colleges. I mean, we all know the story of the Ballyfermot College of Further Education. I mean, there's been the multi-award winner Nora Toomey, and she was an Oscar nominee for The Breadwinner there in 2018. And also we'd the animator on Avatar, who won the Oscar or whatever for that. I mean, we've such great training and skills involved in all areas.
It's world class. I mean, you're absolutely right to raise that. It is world class. And one of the focuses and one of the reasons that we have a tax incentive and one of the obligations of it is that we build our skill set and we make sure that we've got enough crew in the future to serve any kind of productions of large scale that are coming in, and indeed our own Indigenous industry, because I think it's easy just to think about all of the biggest projects, but there are lots of different scale projects going on all the time. I think if you look at Troy Studio, our own, in Castle Troy in Limerick last year, like one of the biggest sci-fi blockbusters was made there to be filmed later, or to be shown rather later this year from Apple TV. So if you look at the crew that would have worked on that locally, like fantastic local talent. And I think one thing we're very good at is costume, as you say. Lot of young costume makers coming through the various academic institutes that can feed into the industry here. And really the future is to support that kind of skills, as you say, and young people being able to enter the industry and stay and making a living in it. Because years ago, I'm sure you couldn't have gotten a mortgage if you said you were working in this business. Now it's changed. You know what I mean? It's possible to get that work all year round. And it's really, really important that we focus on those skills that you've just talked about there.
But as we say, when you break it down, I mean, it's delivering, what does it say, €3.80 for every euro invested. So that's a big return.
That's very good. I mean, of the number of productions that would have sought this incentive that year in 29, there was about 124 of them. Like, and in that year, they spent nearly $275 million just on Irish labour and suppliers of goods and services. So as you say, it's a very good return of, you know, €3.90 for every euro that it would cost the Exchequer to do this. And, you know, one of the things we haven't kind of measured is that tourism value in relation to what the spend would be on tourism and what that looks like and quantifying it, and something we're asking that's done in the future. If you look at a year like we've all come through and we're still coming through in terms of a pandemic, over a year ago, none of us really had any sense of what was going to survive, what was going to thrive. The screen industry made it through. It made it through because it had to invest a lot in making sure everybody could film safely, and that cost a significant amount of money. But we were able to do that. And at a time, I think if I look at Troy and Limerick, where at one stage there was about 500 crew employed, like that's significant. But also money would have been spent in the local economy on whether that's on meals, whether that's on accommodation, where it was possible to do that. And that is also significant. So it's not just the obvious things that you associate with film and the crew and cast and so on. It's those residual services and local services in local economy. Big focus on regions. So, you know, we know Wicklow's famous for film, we know Dublin is, but the idea is to spread it out and get that regional uplift across the whole country as part of this.
Yes, and you know, as you said, with regards to employment, I mean, in 2019 alone, there were 124 productions with almost 16,952 full-time positions.
So, yeah, I mean, it takes a lot to get what yes. you eventually see on the screen. And if you're a bit of a nerd like me, regardless of the fact that I work in the industry, and you ever watch those credits roll at the end, and you're going, who are these people and what are they all doing? They're all doing something, and it really does take a village to get things made. And that's great. That means there's room and there are employment opportunities. And as I said, a long time ago when this industry started, you could hardly see beyond a three-month job and know what the next job was. Now it's possible to move. It's a very mobile industry, to move around and hone your skills and work. And that is significant. With so much bad news and doom and gloom and, you know, industries that haven't made it out, unemployment, like everybody feels for that. Like, it's good to have a good news story, and yes, hopefully that just yes. becomes more positive as the years go by.
Now, you said something about, are they building new studios at present, or is there something in the pipeline?
Yeah, there are plans for studio spaces in Wexford at the moment. There is a sort of a media hub idea that's fairly well publicised in Greystones. And we would, you know, we would welcome that, because one of the biggest fears you would have is that business wants to get done here, but we don't have the infrastructure to do it. And it's really, really important that there is the space there. studio space and also support space. So, that's around providing space for workshops, for construction, for props, for costumes to actually get made on site. You know, designed, made, dyed, produced, and all of that. It's a mini industry behind the scenes. So that is the plan, and that's good because studio space is what's at a premium at the moment, and everybody needs to be able to offer that regardless of what territory you're in. So it's good for Ireland that that's happening.
Definitely is. Now, there are so many areas. So somebody who may have hairdressing or makeup artists or catering, all of these things, and they're trying to find work. How do they find out then about something like that, a production going ahead that they may be able to get involved in?
You know what, it's funny. In some ways, this industry hasn't changed at all over years. It's often word of mouth. It's quite a small community, even though there's a lot of us in it, in relation to a production arriving and what's needed. And, you know, reputation is everything in relation to having worked on a production, done a really good job, find your way to work through the ranks. But a really good way really is Screen Skills Ireland, which is the national agency run by the screen agency Screen Ireland around developing skills. And a really, you know, worthwhile thing to do is to have a look at what those skills are, what you need to enter the business, what you need to sort of go up the ladder and promote and find a career for yourself. So that's the skill side of it. And then resources like IFTN, which is an online resource, lets you know what production is happening, who's coming in, what's planned, what's going on. So we are, you know, they're big numbers when you talk about employment and what's produced, a return on the economy, but it's also quite a small business as well.
So what was that second one that you said? The
IFTN.
Oh, the Irish Film.
Yeah, very, very good resource for understanding what's being made, what's scheduled to be made, what's coming here, and generally what's happening in the industry. And then Screen Skills Ireland in relation to what the jobs are in the industry and what you need to qualify and how you make a career for yourself in the screen industry.
Yes, because I know, I remember my niece, she went and did, it was like a cosmetic, doing facials and all that. And then she went a different way and did a year or so doing all the cosmetic makeup, which was, you know, kind of putting scars. Her poor boyfriend was, he was constantly going around with different, he looked like a werewolf one minute and then he'd have a big scar or a bruise on his face, you know.
Well,
she'd be trying.
Makes perfect, isn't that what they say?
Yes, exactly.
But, no, it's true, but I mean, you can go in, as you say, to do one thing and develop and do something completely different. And sometimes the experience would be that it's not even within your own craft that you went in to do. I mean, if you think about what we do in this industry, some of the skills that work for any other job also apply here. So if that's production management, location management, it's about great organizational skills, you know, logistics, so on and so on. I mean, they're quite generic that can actually be applied. And our experience would be that some people come in thinking they may want to, you know, go one path, see other things happening in front of them and say, no, maybe I'll go that direction. And I think the key in all of this is you can do as much classroom learning as you wish, but the absolute, you know, the ultimate is to try and get on the trainee ladder as a skills participant within a production and get going and get in and get the on-the-ground experience. I mean, it's like anything in life. There is no experience other than actually on the ground as opposed to the academic approach. And that's really where it works best in this industry. And there's loads of opportunities.
Yes. Oh, well, it's great to hear that. And it's lovely to have a good news story for once.
We need it.
we need it, don't we? Definitely. Well, thank you, Elaine, for coming on and brightening our day with a bit of good news. And it's such a lovely day today with that sun shining. So they've a nice day for that Disenchanted.
The weather has certainly been organised for it. But, you know, we'll cope no matter what the weather. It's Ireland after all. But no, look, thanks for the opportunity. And as you say yourself, it's great to have a discussion about some good news for a change.
It is indeed, yes. Well, thanks so much, Elaine.
Thank you.
Take care. Mind yourself. Bye. Talk to you again.
Bye.
Take care. Now, isn't it great? I love that. Good news for change. We need that. So if anyone wants to get involved, there you go. Get on to Screen Skills Ireland or the IFTN, that's the Irish Film and Television Network. And see if you want to get in there, because you could have done catering, you could have done, you know, you might be a seamstress or anything. Any of these skills will be required. So get on there and you can find out what you can do and get involved.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.